Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, here on the show on Monday morning, we spoke to Bernadette Fagan from the charity PATH. And PATH is a group that offers basic food and supplies in Dublin city centre and beyond. And last weekend, Bernadette told us that so many people turned up for the food parcels and the hot dinners that they give out that the team at PATH, they almost ran out of supplies. So last night, Evelyn O'Rourke joined the night team at PATH to see for herself what the charity is facing. And Evelyn is here. So Evelyn, you went to Inchicore, you met the PATH team there with the van. They were getting ready to start the food service. So what do they offer people?
You can't miss the van. It's lovely. It's so bright on the road, you know. It's just such a simple, straightforward service where they bring these supplies, the hot and cold food, into the city centre every Wednesday and Saturday night, feeding people on Grafton Street there on Saturday evenings. And the team that I met up with included Irene, Helen, Pat and the legendary Martin, as you'll hear, who drives the bus. He knows everybody, right? And what really stands out for me, Claire, is when you're with the team, they are constantly scanning as they're driving everywhere looking for vulnerable homeless people. They pull up everywhere. Martin doesn't care about rules, pulls up, hands over the supplies, and got to meet them, as you say, in Inchicore, getting ready to head out on their rounds for the night. And Martin gave me a tour of the van, and then his team member Irene joined in to give some insights too.
We've at 7 o'clock.
And you come straight to Inchicore?
Inchicore.
So we're here now at the start of your evening. It's about what, 8:15?
Yeah.
And this is your first stop here?
Yes, and we have 3 or 4 people there already.
And you're giving out bags of food?
If they want a sleeping bag, we have it. A tent, we have it. And a few things.
Show me that. Is this in the back of the van?
Yeah. There's our sleeping bags. And we have a few for families.
Okay.
For a girl now you're going to meet with 2 or 3 kids.
Okay.
Right, and we have that for her. And nappies.
And what bits do you have for her? Like, I can see little pink raincoats and things, is it? Or?
Clothes there as well. We have peas, nappies, coffee, tea.
Now, so, yeah. Martin, this is a typical bag. So
yeah.
What's in it?
It's Coke.
Yep.
Soap, is it? And now we have 3 or 4 sandwiches as well.
And they're all marked ham, egg and
yeah,
cheese.
Yeah.
So each bag has that range of the water, which is so important.
Yeah,
at the moment.
And we have, you know, underpants and women's stuff as well in the women's bag there as well.
Okay, so this is the women's bag. It's green and white.
Yeah, and we have underpants and underwear and things there for the girls and men there as well.
And the demand never stops?
The demand, no. You see tonight now, money is there, yeah. They'll be looking for it. We come back empty. And there's the hot meals right now, I'll show you that.
Ah, you've got the proper storage box here, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, the hot meals are in here.
Yes, wow. Garlic bread. But here's chicken curry, is it?
Yeah.
It smells good.
Yeah, good, good.
What is it about this work that makes you come back again and again and keep going?
I just like doing it, you know, and you know, you like to help people if you can at all. Like, in
so it feels like something positive that makes a difference.
Yeah, like if it just be a sandwich or a sleeping bag for a lad and make him happy for the night, like you're doing something good, you know what I mean?
We've done your first stop in Inchicore, right?
Yeah.
And then where are we off to now?
We'll go to Keys, along the Keys.
Going to go up past Euston Station and up along the Keys.
Okay. Chat is important.
That's the main thing that, you know, because for some of them, you know, especially the ones that are on the street or in the hostels, they wouldn't have anybody talking to them during the day. You know, not one person smiles at you or acknowledges that you are somebody there, a human being.
Yeah, then you turn up and there's a bit of a relationship.
Yeah,
and suddenly,
yeah, for us it's about the chat, you know, checking in with them. Are you okay? It's that emotional connection, I think, you know, just somebody sees me.
So the team and Martin all set and ready. You all left Inchicore, headed into the city centre. And Evelyn, what was the situation there when you got there?
Well, we drove down the Keys. Again, Martin and the team scanning the whole time to see if they can spot potential people who might like the service. They know the homeless community so well, and they say they can tell as they round the corner for the next destination that the word has spread and more people turn up. And there are families there, Claire. I mean, it's mostly people on their own, but there were a few buggies along the way. Younger children there too, collecting bags. All of them supported with the bags of food or extra bits if they need them. And it's all done with such a smile, which is so important, of course, for the team. So here, listen to us here as we move up the Keys up towards the city centre. You need to hold your nerve with Martin. He springs from the van when he spots someone he can help. So here Irene tells us more about that service, and you'll get a flavour of how busy the service becomes in the city centre.
Does somebody have to shop, Martin?
Yeah.
Does he know you now?
Actually, I don't know him now. I didn't see him this.
So you'll put the chat on him.
Yeah,
and
we
get a sense of him, yeah. Okay. He wants a hat.
Yeah, he's looking for a hat.
That's a brand new sleeping bag.
Yeah.
And a bag of food then as well.
He's asked for the drinks.
And this is a new person for you. You're not familiar with him.
Yeah, haven't met him before. Sure, look.
That guy is walking through the traffic, right?
Yeah.
And for most of us, we'd be quite scared if he came up to us in a car, to be honest. Martin walks straight up to him.
Absolutely. Martin just knows somebody like that obviously needs help, and Martin's heart says, let's help.
And you know the way we're hearing about the rise in numbers of people coming in who aren't being given official accommodation, right? Have you noticed that?
Yeah, well, Pat was actually up at Dublin on Saturday. Weren't you saying there was more foreign nationals?
The ratio was?
3-4 to 1.
That's a change, that's a growth.
Oh, it's massive, yeah, it's massive. We ran out of hot food.
There,
we normally would like to give 2 sandwiches each to everyone, but we noticed the crowd was quite extensive, but we were only giving out 1.
Try and make the supplies last longer, right?
Yeah, and we ran out of sandwiches with 7 or 8 still in the queue.
You actually ran out on Saturday night?
We ran out, yeah.
So here we have a family. Yeah. So we have a mom here and a little girl.
Yeah, and I have a baby that's only a month old. They do have an apartment in, I think, around Sheriff Street there, but it's quite tiny, I think. The likes of these now, if we have them, we'll give them pot noodles, you know, to bring back.
Just to supplement a little bit.
Hi, I'm here to follow Martin.
Yeah, he's
a good man to follow.
Yeah.
It's an inspiration.
What do you think of his work?
I know, it's brilliant. It is. He's a brilliant man. He helps everyone he does.
Team.
He's very good.
And what do you think of the service?
Oh, it's brilliant. You don't get anywhere else, you know. It's
really,
really good selection. You don't like going anywhere else. But
why? You like the food that you're doing the dinner?
Yeah, the dinner.
And you've a buggy here.
That's his child, yeah.
But cheapest, what's in the bag? I love looking at the bag.
Just to help the babies out.
Nappies and everything.
Yeah, I have another baby at home as well. That's
so how old is this baby?
She's three.
Isn't she gorgeous?
And then people are lovely and nice and not rushed. Other times, just kind of boom, 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 out.
Like, here's your stuff, go.
These like take your time, get to know you and everything. And even though the names of the babies.
And a service like that, it only works if the volunteers are really enthusiastic. And you met some more of the volunteers last night, Evelyn. What did they have to say about what they do?
Well, they've a really big team back at base as well, making the sandwiches and all that. And they take it in turn to do the Dublin runs. So last night I was on the bus with Pat and Helen. We heard a little bit of Pat there. They've been with the charity for years now, and they say they just really enjoy the work. They like the way that the culture is to engage with people and chat to them. And one of the women talked about that there. You know, you don't just give them the bags and run. They say that the shift flies and they feel that it's a really worthwhile, satisfying service. But they also talked about those rising numbers that they're seeing, with Pat saying there that he's seen a marked increase in the amount of non-Irish nationals coming to them for help. So here Pat and Helen explain more about their work with this charity.
I worked all day.
What time did you start?
Very early. I have to leave early because you have the commute up. So
what time did you get home to Port Leash this evening?
6 o'clock.
And you turned around and got on the bus here, and you're back here now in Dublin, didn't
you? Yeah.
What is it about the work? Why do you keep coming back?
I just love it.
What do you love? Like, it's hard.
It's hard, but when you look at all the people we're helping, you know you're making a major difference, but it's a small difference. You can see the smiles on their faces.
But what about, like you're saying to me on Saturday, running out of food, the frustration around this, does that not wear you down a little bit?
Generally, we kind of have enough, but as the weeks are progressing, we're running out of food a lot quicker. Our numbers are growing, and we had well over 300 now on Saturday night. We'd normally have maybe 220, 250, maybe 260. And as the food was getting scarce, we had a guy counting them in the queue. Like, they're all walking away. They all have a sandwich. They all have hot food. They all have a bottle of water, clean pair of socks, clean underwear. You know, it's a small difference, but it's some difference.
How long are you doing it?
3 or 4 years now, I'd say. When you look around, you see you have so much, even though you mightn't have so much. You have a roof over your head, you have food on the table, your family is safe, you have a job, money coming in to pay bills. And you come up and you see somebody that has nothing and they're so grateful for a bag with a sandwich and a few bits in it.
That's enough to keep you coming back and back.
That is, just to be able to say you give that little bit back at the end of the week. You've helped somebody. They mightn't have spoke to anybody at all that day, but just that simple, do you want hot food, that type of thing, might make all the difference to somebody that's sitting on the street thinking, this is it, I've nothing, I've nobody to talk to. You know, because mental health is a huge issue with the homeless, because they have nobody. They don't have friends. Like, they have their own group and they all look out for one another. But what have they? Nothing. Only what they're sitting in. Their families are disconnected. They have no backup system. So that little kind of, how are you? How are you doing? It makes all the difference.
Helen and Pat there. So the bus makes its way through the city centre. Then on Wednesday night, last night, parking up at the back of Grafton Street to give out more bags and hot tea and coffee. So when you got there, Evelyn, were there people waiting?
Yeah, they certainly were. Yeah, as we rounded the corner, you could see people gathered in that, you know, that beautiful late evening sunshine we had last night. And it was incredibly moving, Claire, because these people kind of, they were stepping out of the shadows as the bus moved up, and everybody was so polite to each other. It was a really nice atmosphere, actually. Lots of bags being passed around. The runners from Penny's, I have to say, are a big hit. Lots of runners being handed out. There were some children there. One of the mothers telling me that she's come because it's such a struggle for her to make ends meet. And she says that PATH offer a great service because it's consistent. They know they come every Wednesday and Saturday at a certain time. And just to mention, they are really stuck without a second van. So the current one is in dire shape. They can't pull open the door properly. They are running a GoFundMe page and they'd be so grateful if anybody wanted to help out with that. But meanwhile, back at base, it was a busy night there. And at the end of the night, Martin had told me they were so busy, they cleared out of so much stuff that they would have to restock again. We did look around the van and the crates were empty. All the clothes were gone, all the bits. But here are just some more of the voices of the people that I met last night in the city centre, getting supplies and services and support from the team.
Do you have any stuff and some things like that, man?
I heard the food is good.
Oh, the food's gorgeous, especially the stew on Saturday.
And you are here with all the family?
Yeah, my two kids.
Okay, this really helps you.
Oh yeah, gets me out of a massive hole.
It was clean, and as soon as I got out, bang, you're in there with loads of addicts. They're around you all the time, you know what I mean?
So you're safer inside is what you're saying then?
You've got to be locked up then, being on the outside. You have a bed, you have a gym, you have education, you do workshops. No stress, no nothing. As soon as you get out.
Safer,
yeah.
Martin's the best man that the homeless ever need.
And he's just given you a tent there. And where will you sleep in the tent tonight?
If I park up anywhere on Grafton Street or Henry Street, the guards will take it down.
So where tonight now will you put it? That'll be safe.
Some Linway.
And it's a pop-up tent, so you can just have it for the night there.
That's the people who are helped by the charity PATH from Portlaoise. Evelyn, thank you very much for going out, and thank you very much to the people from PATH. And if you want to find out more about them, do a little search. They have a Facebook page. Be able to see the state of the van there as well that they're trying to replace. Coming up in the next hour of the programme, the final knife thrust in a political assassination. He says more on the Boris Johnson Partygate report and his reaction to its damning findings. Hundreds are believed dead after a boat carrying migrants sinks in Greece. And advice on back pain from consultant Derek Cawley, with a focus on how working from home can impact your back.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.